Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Burns in the Irish Independent reports that AIR has declined an invitation to appear before an Oireachtas committee today to discuss how it handles customer complaints. The company has written to TDs and senators saying it was involved in an ongoing regulatory process with the watchdog Comreg, which it does not want to prejudice. Last month, AIR pleaded guilty to 12 counts of not complying with legal requirements relating to its complaints handling process. The firm admitted that it did not deal correctly with customer complaints and paid a fine of €7,500. A district judge described AIR as a disgrace after hearing evidence that the telco had warned staff that they could be disciplined if they handled customer complaints in accordance with the law. An AIR training manual for its agents said that under no circumstances were complaint telephone numbers or web page addresses to be given to customers, and any staff member doing so would be subject to disciplinary action. AIR has since said that the instruction was taken out of context and described Comreg's characterization of the manual as incorrect. Market Watch reports that New York City's investment chief and other key investors are urging Tesla shareholders to vote against Chief Executive Elon Musk's $56 billion pay package and the re-election of some board members, including Kimball Musk and James Murdoch, son of Rupert Murdoch. Musk's pay, voided in a Delaware court in January, does not serve Tesla shareholders, the group said in an open letter. Shareholders should not pretend that this award has any kind of incentivizing effect. It does not, the letter said. What it does have is an excessiveness problem, which has been glaringly apparent from the start. The Irish Examiner reports that the budget airline Wizz Air has announced plans to add more than 300 new planes in the coming years and have 20,000 employees by 2030. If successful, the Hungary-based airline would more than double the size of its fleet and the number of employees. The chief executive of Wizz, Jozef Varadi, told the Hungarian news website that the company's goal was to have a fleet of 500 aircraft by 2032. The expansion of the aircraft fleet will create opportunities for new base airports and even establishing new airline companies, he said. Mr. Varadi said geopolitical tensions such as the war in Ukraine and in Gaza had forced the company to reallocate unused capacity in those regions, leading to suboptimal capacity exploitation.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.